Blog Talk Radio.
No, it's the return of Mr. Instigation himself, the one, the only B-Man. And here's what I'm going to be doing tonight. I'm going to be showing certain radio shows how to not be so politically correct and how to show certain rookies how we promo and we trash talk around here, because I'm sick and tired of seeing these little crybaby whiny bitches that can't seem to, they can't trash talk to save their fucking lives. It's like watching a bad episode of The Golden Girls, or it's watching So End the Days of Our Lives. It's very tragic and something you don't want to see a repeat of. Now, here's the thing, right? I will be doing some of my own little promos. Like, for starters, let's get started on, this is how we start a promo for a rivalry, because right now myself and Lincoln the Ripper Hunt are doing our best. Actually, we're actually dominating in a fucking tag team match against the Brotherhood of Bitches, or the Brotherhood of Violence, as they like to be called. And Big Day Demented, assuming has been spending all of his time giving his wife massages, or, you know, drinking too much piss over there at his little tin shed that he calls a clubhouse. And he has been focusing on training and everything else. Everyone is wondering, what has B-Man been doing while he's not been on the radio? Well, obviously I've been training, because I'm kicking ass and I'm taking names, and that's exactly what I'm doing in this tag team match. Hell, see, I can do commentary and do a match at the same time. So, Big Daddy Demented, if you think that you're going to win this match, you're sadly mistaken. I'm going to be sending you back to your old bag that you call a wife. And she'll be proving once and for all that she's the one that wears the pants, or in your case, the chaps in your relationship. And when myself and Lincoln are done with you and your little perverted midget son-in-law, B666, well, then we'll be, as much as we don't want to, I'm actually enjoying this partnership with Lincoln and the tag team we have formed. It's like a uneasy alliance, but a dominating one at that. So when we're done with you, the Brotherhood of Violence, hell, I don't care if after we're done with Big Daddy and what was his name again? Oh, that's right, the bitch 666. When we're done with you two, we'll focus our attentions on more of you Brotherhood of Violence wannabes, like Bubbles. Hell, I don't even know the rest of yours. Sin. I think there's more of yours. I don't really pay attention because, like I said, I'd rather watch paint dry. And then when we're done with the whole little YMCA gang, we'll focus our attention on the Sesame Street kids, better known as Genocide. Now, apparently, I haven't even heard of these morons, but they've got some guy named Riggs on as their leader, who is the owner or co-owner of Sons of Anarchy Wrestling. Like, really, dude? You could have picked anything. Like, you could have called yourselves the Saints of Awesomeness or something. But instead, you call yourself the Sons of Anarchy. It's not bad enough that I've already got one. I've got to deal with one band of biker douchebags. Now I've got to go and waste my time on a moron that has to go and rip his shit off of an actual biker gang and a TV show. Well, Riggs. I don't even know what to say about you, because quite frankly, I don't know anything about you. In fact, hell, I know more about your little running buddy, Ricky Hot Rock, who seems to have gone from fabulous to trying to grow some nuts and, you know, get a bandana and trying to make himself look like a Mexican. And by the way, Ricky, I've got your green card, so if you want it, come get it. But here's the thing, right? Ricky, you've beaten me once. I won't lie, you've beaten me once, but it's not going to happen again, because you got me at a really good time when I was rusty and off my game, but I'm actually right, I'm at the top of my A game right now. Hell, I'm like the Brock Lesnar of this place, but don't worry, I'm not going to steal Brock Lesnar's thing and say you're going to Suplex City. No. See, I've got a nice little graveyard in the outback here, in which I've got a very special place for you, Ricky. And when I'm done kicking your ass along with the rest of Genocide, I'm going to put all of yous in that grave. And I'm going to put you all in there, bury you all fucking alive, dead, unconscious, doesn't really bother me. And then I'll just grab my dingo friends, my kangaroo friends, and a few other little wildlife animals I've got around here, and I'll make sure that they all take a big giant crap and piss all over that shit, so that way it's desecrated and everyone knows where Genocide lies. Right underneath a big pile of shit and piss, like they are in life. Is that too harsh? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if that's a little bit too harsh. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you cut a promo. It is not where you come on air and you stutter, like, unless that's part of your gimmick. Hey, cool. But don't, and I do realize that there are some rookies out there that, you know, get a little nervous when they get on air. But I wasn't one of those guys. I got in Relic Reed's face. And guys, Relic Reed was the best fucking talker when he was here. Hell, if Relic Reed came back now, I could probably... But I could easily beat Relic Reed in a trash talk battle, because we all know Relic's too busy doing his own thing, and he might have gotten a little rusty. But we'll never know. It's sort of like Spicy McHaggis when he said he was a wrestling god, and yet I've kicked Spicy McHaggis' ass twice now. It just goes to show, guys, if you don't hone your skills, you end up being old and useless. And that's when we take the dogs out the back and we put them out the pasture. It's the sad facts of life. But it's what we do. Alright, now, this is the part of our show where I give you guys the call-in number for if you guys want to call in and shoot the shit. Hell, even call someone out. I highly advise it. If you guys want to... Don't worry, you will not get censored here. This is not a politically correct show. I don't give a fuck what you say. If you have fun with it, go for it. But yes, the call-in number is 646-378-0253. But if you're a tight ass and, you know, want to save some money, then you go all the way up to the top and you press that handy-dandy little blue Skype button, and it will bring you straight through to the studio, and I'll bring you on ASAP. But... there is one thing. If I think you're going OOC or feel like you're attacking more the person's manager, then you're just going to get this little button.
You are a douchebag. That's right, a douchebag.
And I'll be hanging up on your ass. Plain and simple. But other than that, do feel free to call in and have fun. But you know what? Right now, guys, we're going to take a quick drink break, because I'll be perfectly honest, I actually got to take a piss. But when we come back, I'm going to be more than happy to continue on getting into instigation mode. And I'm going to call a few people out. So, till that time, here's a song that I hope you people enjoy. I know the ladies will. So, ladies, enjoy. We'll catch us all in a bit.
Next, wake up. It's dinner time. Yeah, turn up. Pull up to the crib and a nigga on sin. Come fuck with a nigga like a bang on a pussy like I'm going up a crib. Fuck with a nigga. You gon' wanna claim this sick. Fuck with a nigga. Come fuck with a nigga. She rollercoastered on it. She threw it up our alley. Then I beat the pussy till it. Girl, you know you got that good, yeah. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo. Oreo, like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo, I love to lick the middle like an Oreo. Oreo, Oreo, like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. You wanna know how I get down, you wanna know how I get down. You wonder how I'm the best and can't do all this with my mouth. You wanna know how I get down, you wanna know.
Cookie, 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 I'm a cookie monster. Break your back, crack it open like a lobster.
I kill the pussy digger. She grabbed the wood like ripping. I told her, put it in my face. Let it rain, let it rain. Like an Oreo. I love to lick the middle like an Oreo.
Turn up.
Oreo. Oreo, like an Oreo, I wanna bite it and get inside it till I get you gone. Like an Oreo,
dinner time.
I love to lick the middle. like an Oreo. Yeah. I'ma eat it up, beat it up, till you holler out truth. My bed could be your stage, and I'ma make you a star. Your legs in the air, my hands all off up in your cookie jar. Yeah, I'm hitting that spot on your map, that's me going on tour. My time for it, your disco volley, that's clothes all on the floor. You throwing ass, I'm catching it, the neighbors keeping score. Louis Armstrong, I pick you up, eat that against the door. Like, like an Oreo.
Ladies, I hope you all enjoyed that. Pretty sure a fair few of you just had to go have a cold shower after that song. But welcome back to the Unstoppable Zone Radio, where we always shoot the shit here and just have fun. Now, if you guys didn't catch the first part of the show here, what I've done is I've brought back Mr. Instigation because it is needed. Because I'm sick of being Mr. Nice Guy, and I didn't want to do the whole bad news beaming thing, because, let's be honest, I just did the majority of that to piss you people off, and it's fun. But I showed some rookies on how to do some promo work, so you guys are welcome. Now I did say when I come back, I was going to call a fair few people out. Well, for starters, I'd like to call out Mr. Amadeus, who decided that it would be great for him to, get me to sing a little happy-go-lucky song he calls Amadeus style. Well, Amadeus, I could tell you where to stick that song of yours, but I'm pretty sure that's where you got it from in the first place. Because, hey, no offense, sorry, oh hell, all the offense in the world to him, but that song sucks balls. I mean, that is pretty much the worst song in the world. Hell, Gundam Style was shit. I didn't think anyone could make it any crapper, but Amadeus, you pulled it off. Yes, but, and then, who else have we got? Oh, Susie the Elf McHaggis, ladies and gentlemen. Susie seems to want to rehash old bets and talk about how she wanted me to talk on air like an English gentleman for the 2 weeks. Susie, two things. One, I appall and despise everything English. And two, there was no chance in hell that I was going to demean myself to the point where I was going to talk like an English prick for 2 weeks. I mean, hell, you were lucky. You should be thanking me. I mean, I did you a favor by doing 2 shows like that. If you were expecting a third, well, I'm sorry, but so are many other women in my life that are expecting a third from me, but I don't exactly give them what they want either. So, sorry about your damn luck. Who else have we got? Oh, there's too many damn people to name. Yes, that's right. I did have a bone to pick with a certain someone who I did call out to a radio show one time, but, you know, he didn't have the balls to accept my challenge. Instead, he decided to tuck tail and run. And, of course, I'm talking about Mr. Rosebud, Mr. G-O-A-T himself. First, he starts off by calling me out on the bad news B-Man situation and says that I'm ripping off Wade Barrett. Well, I'm pretty sure Wade Barrett is ripping off Bad News Brown, and I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure Billy Bob Thornton also ripped off Bad News Brown by making the movie Bad News Bears. But I digress. And due to the fact that, you know, Rosebud got his name from a fucking novel, Rosebud the American Gangster, I don't think he's really in a position to call me out on gimmick infringement. That's sort of like Minifee telling people that they get married too much. It doesn't make sense. But anyways, I digress. Now, what else is there to talk about? I don't know, I think, before it slips my mind, let's see. A great co-host of mine, someone who I used to do the Awesome Aussie Network with, in fact, Sucky, has decided that she's going to venture out into the world and become a company owner. Which, hey, I don't mind. I think that's cool. And trust me, you could do far, far, far worse in company owners. I mean, come on. Stallion and, you know, let's see. Stallion, Teddy the Rev Callahan. There's a fair few, but I've got to get to this. Where are you? Where are you? Yes, here it is. Her new company, ladies and gentlemen, is called Being Popular on Woo is Just Like Blank. Which, hey, I don't mind as long as, you know, she really needs to shorten it. Because that's just going to be a pain in the ass. But it's unique. I don't mind. She's got a fair few good GMs in there. She's got Wildfire in there. She's got Christina in there. So yeah, if you guys are interested, hit up Sucky. I am a bitchiest. And she will send you guys, I don't know what she's doing, if she's doing contracts or what, but she'll send you an invite either way. But let's see, what else do we have here? Oh yes, of course. you know what's really shitting me lately? Okay, is the people that try and take the easy road out and say, you know, that the radio shows and Wrestle Unstoppable aren't the same thing. It's like the Vlog Talk has been a part of Woo now for ages. Now, yes, it's true that we can't be kicked out of Unstoppable for anything we say on here, but it doesn't mean that's not a part of Unstoppable, because this is a platform that we use to help make matches better and help promote. Now, for those of you that say that Blog Talk isn't a part of Restaurant Unstoppable, why the fuck do you listen to the shows for then? Isn't that a bit fucking pointless? Isn't that sort of like, oh, I don't know. Isn't that like saying that you're a lucha, but you're not wearing a wrestling mask? It's pointless. But anywho, I digress. I'll be perfectly honest with you guys. I just want to test out my new mic, see if it works. But apparently there's no one here. Shit, what the hell's going on? Is this thing even fucking working? Hello?